USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a news conference from Brussels, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he believes the battle for Ukraine is far from over.
What we're seeing on the battlefield is Russian forces seeking to encircle the major cities, including Kyiv, and we're seeing them use increasingly brutal methods, including going at civilians and civilian populations. Terrible expectation is that the suffering we've already seen is likely to get worse before it gets better.
New data released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now show that COVID-19 levels have dropped significantly enough that more than 90% of people in the U.S. can go without masks. The new data, which shows that nearly everyone in the country lives in areas with low to medium risk for COVID, were released days after the agency released the new guidance that tweaked how it measures that risk. Hospitalizations have plummeted in every state over the last month. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We've got an update on the police officer involved in the Breonna Taylor case, and with that story, here's USA's Tim Berg.
Brett Hankison, the former Kentucky police officer charged in connection with the deadly botched raid involving Breonna Taylor, has been found not guilty. Defense attorney Stu Matthews says the jury's verdict shows that police must have the right to self-defense.
I'm sort of at a loss for words right now, but I think absolutely Brett was, the jury felt like, you know, you go out and perform your duty and your brother officer gets shot and you've got a right to defend yourself.
A suicide bomber struck inside a Shiite Muslim mosque in Pakistan, killing at least 56 worshippers and wounding another 194. No militant group has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. Both the Islamic State group and the Pakistani Taliban, a militant group separate from the Taliban in Afghanistan, have carried out similar attacks recently in that area. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Republican Governor Kim Reynolds of Iowa signed a bill banning biological males from women's sports. Forcing females to compete against males is the opposite of inclusivity and is absolutely unfair, said Reynolds. The move makes Iowa the 11th state in the nation to ban biological males from women's sports. And an abortion bill in Florida is one step closer to becoming law. The state Senate passed House Bill 5. It protects the unborn baby in most cases after 15 weeks of pregnancy. It now goes to the governor, who's expected to sign it into law and could take effect as early as July 1st. The current law allows abortions up to 24 weeks. Melinda French Gates criticized her ex-husband Bill Gates for having met multiple times with Jeffrey Epstein, the financier accused of child sex crimes who may have committed suicide in jail while awaiting trial. In her first televised interview since the couple announced their divorce in May, French Gates also announced that she once met Epstein, saying afterwards she had nightmares. Speaking to CBS News, she said, "I wanted to see who this man was, and I regretted it from the moment I stepped in the door." She described the Epstein meeting as abhorrent and evil personified, but declined to say if she requested her husband to stop meeting with him. When asked by the CBS journalist if her husband's relationship with Epstein played a role in their divorce, the philanthropist, reportedly worth over $6 billion, said it was one of the many things that contributed. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.